This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Go ahead. What do you got to say about Joe Burrow over there, bud? What do you got to say?
Well, because you were reading something about Joe Burrow.
That Keith sent us.
Yeah, refusing to get in love with Halloween, to dress up. He's just not about the holiday or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at you guys, because Kenny was way ahead. He's never liked Joe Burrow, ever.
Nope. Never.
Oh, I don't hate Joe Burrow, say those words?
Yeah, let's hear
him.
Here you go.
I'm not into celebrating something just to celebrate it, but like, what exactly? I don't know exactly what we're celebrating there. Just like dress up. I don't know.
So you're not a big dress up guy.
I'm not a big dress up guy. I've always been like anti dress code. Anti, like, if somebody tells me I got to wear something, I don't want to wear that. That's just always how I've been. I don't know. I guess I'm a contrarian sometimes.
But a lot of yucks for a 3-5 football team.
Here you go.
A lot of yucks.
I'd like to do a champion's pose on all you Ohio State fans who wanted to root for Cincinnati in the Super Bowl a few years ago. Just let me do it again. Do you still want to claim him? The guy wore a fur coat in pregame here. I don't like to dress up.
I am falling out of love with Joe Burrow very quickly.
There you go.
I looked at Owen, and I'm like, is he even that good anymore?
Thank you.
He sucks now.
And Owen, he beat your team.
He beats my team all the time.
He beat your team twice.
Yeah, he did.
He lost this year, though. 7-0.
Just feels like the luster has worn off.
Macaulay Culkin went as him for Halloween, which was nice.
That was good, yeah.
And in return, all Joe Burrow does is say, I'm not really a big Halloween guy. I don't want to. I'm a contrarian. I don't want to dress up.
Yes, you do. They got their asses kicked by Philadelphia.
Joe Burrow.
Hilarious.
Joe Burrow and Macaulay Culkin careers, same path, right?
Started out hot.
Very hot. Haven't heard from him in a while.
Nope.
Does he have a brother? Because Macaulay Culkin's brother has taken off.
Yeah, is there another Burrow out there that's going to be then being better overall?
Well, there's five Burrows.
Apparently there are, yes. Apparently there are.
Mitch's sweatshirt has told us as such.
Yes, there are. It just listed four and didn't list the other borough. It just said New York. It had four boroughs, which isn't right, and then it just had New York.
Yeah.
How much you spent on that thing? $70?
Like 22.
Okay, at least it was only 22.
But are we
$20 more than what you should have spent.
Now look, I know we're the Browns. I know we're struggling. I know we only have two wins, and we do not have our quarterback for the future.
Who feels better about their team right now? Today.
My quarterback was experienced in Swenson's for the first time. My quarterback comes up with great quotes all the time. My quarterback just won his game that he was not favored to win in. My quarterback just threw for three touchdowns. My quarterback right now.
Also,
I'm a lot happier with my quarterback.
Right. Week.
Yeah, my quarterback's the reigning offensive player.
Also
of the week.
Has a national championship.
My quarterback has a national championship as well. Looks like we're doing pretty well there, Bengal fan. Looks like we're doing okay. Maybe ease up on the criticism there, guys. It wouldn't kill you to do something for Halloween over there, Joe Burrow.
I'm just saying, Burrow, I thought, was going to be a dominant quarterback for over a decade. And what are we, 4 years into his career?
Yep.
And I'm like, I don't know if he can stay healthy.
Nope.
Is he fifth year? I don't even know if he can stay healthy. And the shine has worn off. Like, there is no There is no gravitas there when I see Joe Burrow anymore.
Yep.
Maybe it's the rest of the team. Maybe it's not his fault. Maybe it's Zach Taylor. Maybe they get a new head coach that changes everything. I don't know. But right now, my feelings have changed.
Everybody's concerned about their own thing. They got the Super Bowl hangover without going to the Super Bowl recently. That's what they got. People are worried about
everyone
getting,
wants money.
They want their own, which is the natural order of things in professional football. It happens to every team. And they didn't get to celebrate in any of it. Good. Glad they didn't. Glad that the Rams beat them. Coming up at 9:45, coming in hot. Is Kenny Atkinson getting too much credit? Is a question that Anthony asked me.
Yeah.
I say no.
I ask because I've heard the station over the last few days, and the Cavs are off to this amazing start. They're putting up 130 points, drop of a hat. They rolled the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers wanted no part of that game about 12 minutes in.
Mm-mm.
They were done. It was clear to anybody there's not going to be a comeback. They could have had Bronny in there for the entire second half. With all that said, I kind of feel like the players aren't getting enough credit. I think the credit has all gone to the coach.
But who frees up the players?
And then it's been a Bickerstaff bash fest. And I did have to remind people.
I didn't bash Bickerstaff.
But I did have to remind people, you realize they went 17-1 during an 18-game stretch. Is this team going to do that? And they did it with guys
being
injured.
Well, they're already at 5-0. Maybe they'll get 12 more. Well, they got to lose one. So 12 out of the next 13. I don't know. Maybe they will. I think he deserves credit. I can't tell you, like, people bring up the sets. I think they're bringing up the sets just to say something's different. I agree with you about the sets. There's only so many sets that they're running, and I don't see anything. I think they are spread out a little bit more. I think they are trying to gun. I think the offensive pace is better. I will grant you that. I think Evan Mobley's better, but
they're
also
pushing more. They are pushing more.
But I do think you can give credit to the players if you wanted to, but who trusts in them to be able to push the pace? It's Kenny Atkinson. I think I agree with the people who are giving Kenny Atkinson a bunch of credit right now.
I think he does deserve some credit for doing that, and I also think the Dean Wade in the starting lineup.
Makes you, what about remember, him? He's watched the minutes of – I don't want to run Donovan Mitchell into the ground, especially this early in the season.
Yeah, what
right?
makes
he's
you the arbiter?
5 minutes a game. Just huge.
Why do you get to decide how much credit he gets and how much credit he doesn't get? Like, the players are the players. They got to play it. But, I mean, he's done a fine job.
He's the only change
the question
from last year, though.
That's
right?
kind of the question. It's like, no, to me, one of the big changes is with Strus being out, Dean Wade, you have a 6'9 guy. You have a legitimate wing that is out there.
But Dean Wade was on the team last year.
Yeah, it wasn't healthy.
Wasn't healthy, though.
That's part of it, too. Like, if you know J.B. Bickerstaff because he's a chronic complainer.
So you're saying
he's going, where was my healthy Dean Wade?
Is the change in the roster?
Where was my healthy Ty Jerome? Wasn't even playing last year, and he has been enormous. He's been enormous.
Well, it depends on what he wants to do. If Max Strus comes back here in a few weeks and they put Max Strus in there, I mean, maybe he deserves to play over Dean Wade. Maybe that's just the case. But if all of a sudden Max Strus comes back in there and he has those chucker nights, where there will be nights where you're just going to get a bunch of nasty tweets because he goes off for 25 and hits a bunch of threes, and that's the way it's going to go.
But once a month. He did that about once a month last year.
Plenty of nights where he goes out there.
He did.
There's plenty of nights. Exactly. There's plenty of nights where he goes out there and he does not have the greatest performance ever, so maybe you end up being right about that.
I just mean,
but maybe Dean Wade plays his way into that role, and that's just it.
I just mean Garland's healthy. He's come into the season with confidence. Is that an Atkinson thing, or is it just a Garland is healthy and dedicated and had to hear trade rumors and has a chip on his shoulder?
Hasn't been punched in the face yet.
Yeah, we don't want him punched in the face.
This point in the season, he's been punched in the face.
That certainly helps, but it can be made better with a guy like Kenny Atkinson.
And you've brought up a couple times, where's Isaac Okoro right now?
Well, he buried Isaac Okoro. This to me has been a great move.
Is it so because
he's the reason?
Is it? Thank you. Is it because you thought maybe they would not be as serious in the regular season? Like, taking the regular season seriously, that's a J.B. Bickerstaff calling card.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, playing...
Oh, they're taking it seriously.
But, I mean, there's teams... Like, the other night, like, the Lakers...
They were not taking it seriously.
5 minutes into the game, you could tell that they were like, tonight's not our night, and that's it. I mean, I shouldn't say all the Lakers. Anthony Davis showed everybody that he was just going to throw the brakes on and say, nope, we're not winning tonight. It's my call, and
Anthony
we're not going to do this.
Anthony Davis is like, who gets back on defense after a bitching about a call? Who
in
wants
October?
To do that?
In October?
Did what it twice.
This
he did
is
it twice.
October and you're doing this? Yeah, he did it two times. I think he might have decided it, but I think there's a lot of things that we mentioned, I think that you can give Kenny Atkinson a lot of credit for. I'm sure there's a little bit of rose-colored glasses. It's a honeymoon period. We can't keep our hands off each other. But I think that he's done some good things so far.
I just wonder, you know, both Garland and Jared Allen had to hear all offseason that they're not going to be a part of this. These guys have looked motivated.
They have.
They have looked totally different, and I want to give them the credit for that. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.